Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Okay, if you're a retail executive right now, you know the clock isn't just counting down to Christmas. It's really counting down to that moment you hit peak operational volume. You're battling fierce competition, and critically, you're managing customer acquisition cost that. Well, they just seem to climb and climb, don't they?
That intense transactional pressure, yeah, that's precisely the challenge, isn't it? I mean, the sheer noise of the holiday season, it kind of encourages retailers to focus entirely on conversion, you know, getting the sale, handling the line, optimizing the funnel right now. But our mission today, really diving deep into these sources from leading retail analysts, is to shift that focus completely.
Right. So we're not just talking about maximizing December revenue, are we? We're talking about guaranteeing loyalty in the months that follow.
Exactly. The core insight these sources identify is that successfully turning those first-time holiday buyers into, you know, loyal brand advocates, it's not just a nice-to-have anymore. It is an absolute necessity for sustainable growth. The real opportunity doesn't end when the register closes or the wrapping paper gets tossed out. It really lies entirely in what happens after that transaction. So we've extracted five essential strategies that leading retailers are deploying to achieve that long-term conversion.
Okay, let's jump right in then. The most volatile component, I think, of the holiday experience is often the human element, right? So our first crucial strategy focuses squarely on the people on the front lines, transforming associates into genuine brand ambassadors.
Yeah, this is absolutely where the rubber meets the road. During that holiday chaos, your frontline employees, and that includes those crucial temporary team members you've onboarded, probably in a rush, they are often the only personal interaction a customer actually has with your brand. And that single interaction, it dictates the customer's entire memory of the experience.
But hold on a sec. We're talking to executives who know that training seasonal staff is, well, it's a massive pain point. You're dealing with high turnover, minimal time for any kind of deep product immersion. So how realistic is it really to expect them to become ambassadors instead of just, you know, efficient transaction processors?
Well, it forces retailers to prioritize training differently, away from just processing transactions and much more toward empathy-driven interactions. The sources really stress that success here hinges on enabling associates with more than just product facts. They need the tools to deliver actual value. They need to be trained to recognize, say, a first-time holiday shopper and ask a question that solves a gifting problem, not just a buying problem.
Okay, and here's where it gets really interesting for you listening. The source material calls this memory making. It's the difference between an associate just saying, oh, this jacket has a water-resistant lining, versus saying something like, I know you mentioned your nephew loves hiking. Let me show you this small backpack that complements the jacket perfectly. It really makes the gift feel complete.
That is the critical difference, exactly. When your team helps a customer navigate that high stakes, kind of personal stress of picking the perfect gift for a tricky relative, you're creating an emotional connection. And that connection extends far beyond the sale itself. The customer remembers that feeling of relief, of success, and they attach it to your brand. Psychologically, this positive peak moment, even right in the middle of all the chaos, that's what they'll use to judge the whole experience later on.
That's powerful stuff. Okay, now let's talk about the operational challenge of managing those rising customer acquisition costs. That brings us to our next key area, using the holidays to capture data, not just convert sales.
Right. And the challenge here is the seasonal shopper's mindset. They're often laser focused, you know, get in, get the gift, get out. That's the mission. So they're actively resistant to anything that slows them down. And it definitely includes those, let's be honest, often annoying, aggressive email signup pitches at the checkout counter.
Okay, so if we're avoiding the hard ask, how do we actually capture that valuable data for ongoing engagement without creating friction, without annoying them.
The retailer's mission really is to create compelling, service-oriented reasons for customers to want to stay in touch. We need to shift the data capture from feeling like a marketing chore to feeling like a service convenience.
Give us some of those brilliant, subtle examples the source has highlighted. What does that look like in practice?
Think small, high-value touches. So instead of thrusting an email sign-up form at them, maybe offer a personalized receipt that digitally includes a gift tracking feature or warranty info relevant to the specific thing they just bought. Or perhaps an immediate but non-intrusive digital thank you note that offers curated product recommendations, maybe for the recipient, based on the item purchased.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, because it reframes the whole interaction, doesn't it? You're not trying to immediately sell them something else. You're actually helping them manage the gift they just bought. But, okay, that relies on pretty seamless IT integration and, importantly, frontline execution. Does the frontline team need to explicitly, like, pitch the data capture then?
They need to understand the strategic purpose behind it. The front line has to frame the digital offer as a genuine value add. Something like, hey, we can send you these care tips or these tracking features digitally just to make gifting a bit easier for you. It's all about ensuring the relationship continues naturally after the decorations come down. You're transforming a single transaction into, hopefully, a continuous dialogue.
And the continuous dialogue, that leads us directly into our third strategic focus.
Yeah.
Embedding loyalty deep into the service experience itself. Because let's be honest, loyalty programs, the points, the tiers, all that stuff, they often get completely overshadowed, right? Or just confused by the barrage of deep holiday promotions.
They absolutely do. And that's a massive missed opportunity, a problem, really. The solution is to strategically position your loyalty ecosystem so it actively enhances the gifting experience. It just can't be an afterthought tacked on at the end. It has to be part of the transaction's value proposition from the start.
Okay, so how do leading retailers make those long-term benefits feel immediate and relevant during what's often a short-term, urgent buying cycle?
It requires equipping associates with what the sources call soft prompts, little cues. These prompts raise awareness of the post-holiday value without being pushy. The goal is for the customer to leave the store knowing they just bought more than a product. They bought access to something ongoing.
Let's get concrete with those soft prompts. What should the associates actually be saying right there at the point of sale?
Well, instead of a flat, do you have a rewards number,
yeah,
which is easy to ignore? The associate could ask something like, would you like to earn points on this gift for yourself, or would you maybe prefer to share the points with the recipient to start the relationship with our brand? See, that small change immediately makes the loyalty program relevant to the act of gift giving itself.
Right. The implication totally changes the math for the customer. Now, even if they're focused on getting out quickly, they're being explicitly offered a future asset, maybe an exclusive offer for January, just for completing this purchase right now.
Exactly that. And even if they don't sign up or act on it immediately, they leave with the knowledge planted in their head. They know the brand has something worth coming back for once the busy holiday period is over. It becomes a strategic incentive to return, maybe after the January blues kick in.
Speaking of post-holiday action, let's tackle the executive nightmare, returns. Our fourth strategy is all about turning those returns into relationship-building moments. And this is where so many retailers, understandably focused on margin protection, tend to introduce the most friction.
Returns are unavoidable, yes, we know that. But the leading sources are really clear here. This whole process must be reframed. Returns shouldn't be viewed primarily as a loss, but as earned trust. It's a chance to earn trust. When handled exceptionally well, the return process actually becomes one of the most powerful loyalty drivers available to you. It really is the moment of truth for your brand's service ethos.
Operationally, though, what does that exceptional handling look like? Especially when the line is long, staff are tired, maybe early January.
It requires absolute empowerment for your associate. Trusting them. The process has to be fast, friendly, and crucially, flexible. Executives have to trust their associates to go beyond just processing the refund transactionally. They should be equipped and encouraged to suggest immediate alternatives, maybe a different product right there in the store, or, and this is key, an attractive incentive to take store credit instead of cash back.
Something like offering, maybe. A store credit plus a 10% bonus on top of that credit value.
Precisely. Or something similar. You might take a slight, immediate hit on margin there, sure. But the psychological shift for the customer is profound. Think about it. A customer who expected friction We all kind of dread the return line, right?
Mm.
But instead leaves quickly, maybe having been offered a better solution, and importantly, with a sincere smile from your staff, that person is far more likely to return and actually spend that credit. You've turned a potential pain point into a genuinely positive experience and immediately locked in future revenue.
That single moment, handled well, can absolutely turn a one-time seasonal shopper into a genuine repeat customer, which justifies the investment in that training and flexibility you mentioned. Okay, that brings us neatly to our final strategic area, which focuses entirely on the future, preparing your team for post-holiday momentum.
Yeah, and this is, I think, the major missed opportunity for so many. Retailers typically, almost instinctively, dial down the enthusiasm, the training focus, the energy as soon as January 1st hits. But the sources really highlight that the wait following the holidays, that is the loyalty activation phase. It's the payoff period for all that effort you put in during December. You simply cannot let your team morale and service energy collapse then.
But how do we maintain that personal high-energy service experience when the peak season adrenaline is gone?
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, budgets are probably tightening in Q1.
It requires ongoing specific communication and reinforcement from headquarters down. It has to be intentional. Associates should be coached to transition their mindset from high-volume processing back towards being true personal advisors again. They should be ready, for example, to greet returning shoppers by actually asking about their holiday experiences. You know, hey, how did that jacket work out for your nephew? Making it personal.
Ah, so it's about explicitly tying the post-holiday follow-up directly back to that specific December transaction.
Absolutely. They should be trained and have the tools to recommend relevant add-ons or complementary products based on the past purchase data you strategically captured earlier. Remember, strategy 2. They should be ready to share, perhaps, early exclusive access to new collections or upcoming seasonal sales, specifically with those recent holiday shoppers. All of this extends the customer's emotional connection to the brand well into the new year. It makes them feel like a valued insider, you know, not just a leftover customer from the holidays.
Okay, let's try and synthesize these five powerful strategies then. We've got empowering associates as ambassadors, subtle data capture as a service, integrating loyalty into the experience, turning returns into trust moments, and maintaining that post-holiday energy. What stands out to you as the ultimate, maybe the overarching takeaway for the executive listening right now?
I think the ultimate takeaway is simply this. Loyalty does not magically start in January when you're reviewing the spreadsheets. It doesn't work like that. It starts now, today. It starts in the quality of the interaction, the service, the follow-up, the flexibility your brand demonstrates during the absolute chaos of the holidays. The holiday season has to be treated not just as a revenue opportunity, but fundamentally as a relationship incubator.
And while this is clearly built by people, those incredible brand ambassadors we talked about right at the start, that consistency and scale, well, that has to be enabled by robust systems, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You nailed it. While people build the loyalty, it is enabled and scaled by the right tools. That's crucial. The sources really emphasize the necessity of having platforms in place that allow retail brands to deliver consistent on-brand training and, importantly, real-time communication. This is how executives can ensure that every single associate, whether they're seasonal or permanent, is always equipped to create those memorable moments, not just during the holiday rush, but every single day after that as well.
Okay, that brings us to our final provocative thought for you to consider as you wrap up your planning for what is undoubtedly the biggest time of the year. Retailers who focus strictly on the transaction, they might win the week, but those who focus on the long-term relationship, they will be the ones who win the year ahead. So ask yourself, what critical funded step is currently missing from your strategic planning right now that prioritizes post-purchase engagement over the immediate sale?
Yeah, really ask yourself, what operational change are you making today that genuinely guarantees their return in January? That's the real measure of success this season.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.